Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, March 20th, 2021. As always, the Key Races and Bets podcast brought to you by AmWager.com, AmWager.com, a great legal online wagering website. ADW stands for Advanced Deposit Wagering, legal and licensed in the United States. Covering most tracks and open in most states, check out AmWager.com. While you're there, you can get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, by clicking on How to Bet and Ella Starr's blog. We'll start the Saturday, March 20th Key Races and Bets with Race 9 at Gulfstream, post 4:16 Eastern. And this excellent allowance race kicks off a fine three-race sequence, including two stakes. The top two win contenders are Sam Tracer and Tiesto, in a race in which the morning line favorite should be about 4-1, which tells us how wide open this race is. Sam Tracer won his career debut back in January 2019 in a two-turn race at Gulfstream, just like this one, leading from start to finish. He stayed in an off-turf race the next month, ran fourth, and then took 2 years off. But he returned last month, February 12th, and ran very well, winning more easily than he did in his debut, also on the turf at Gulfstream, at a mile. He led from the start, opened up, tired a bit, as expected, after being off 2 years, still almost 2 lengths clear of the runner-up. Nevertheless, that effort earned a 95 EcoBase speed figure, a measure of time, very likely to be improved upon second off the layoff. The top last out figures in this race from a couple other horses are 102 and 199. So any improvement off the 95 by Sam Tracer leapfrogs the others. Plus, he appears to once again be a lone frontrunner, and he put in a very strong half-mile workout for good trainer Shug McGahey since his last race, signaling he's in tip-top shape. Tiesto, like Sam Tracer, won his career debut in a two-turn turf race in the summer of 2019 in New York. He showed a lot of maturity for a first-time starter, rallying from fourth in that race. Stepped right into stakes company, he ran poorly, went sixth. But given a couple months off and returning 13 months ago, Tiesto ran big to be second in the Palm Beach Stakes at Gulfstream Park. Then 3 months later, he rallied from 10th to 3rd at this level on grass, but I think his connections got cute. They decided to try dirt and top company as he ran in the Toyota Bluegrass Stakes last summer, in which he was 8th and vanned off, showing he's recovered from that with a series of fine works for trainer Bill Mott back on the grass right at the level he belongs at, having proven of capable winning around two turns fresh. Tiesto was the other horse in this race with the bulk of the probability to win. Contenders for second and third we're going to be using on exact trifecta tickets are Tulfaris, who was third in a similar race last month, Glynn County, fourth against similar win last seen, Coffee Bean, fourth versus similar last month, Advance Strategy, winner on turf in his maiden breaker last summer in New York, Red Company in New York, and Mystic Lancelot, third to similar in January. In race 9 at Gulfstream with a post of 4:16 Eastern on Saturday, 3:20, the win bets. Sam Tracer and Tiesto both can be bet to win at 5 or 2 or more. I think they offer good value, and you can bet both to win in this race. And when making multiple win bets, a Dutching tool really helps you. It does the work of allocating your dollars for the best mathematical edge. A Dutching tool lets you set the amount you want to bet or the amount you want to win, and based on the odds, your bets are proportioned accordingly. Best of all, AmWager.com has a free Dutching tool, does all the work for you, among many other features, AmWager.com. For the exacta, Sam Tracer and Tiesto over. Sam Tracer, Tiesto, Tulfaris, Glynn County, Coffee Bean, Advanced Strategy, and Mystic Lancelot. Optionally, you can play the same horses in second as in third for a trifecta. We'll play some doubles here in race 10, Sam Tracer and Tiesto. In race 11, Corey Gall, Sonar, Pacific Gale, and Cigarro Row. If you want to play a pick three, then go on to race 12 and add Field Day, Cassim, and No K No. Moving on to race 10, the Hurricane Birdie Stakes, Gulfstream Park, post 4:48 on Saturday, March 20th. And the top win contenders here are Corey Gall and Sonar, both offering value for win bets. the other win contenders not offering value, but certainly contenders for exotics are Pacific Ale and Cigarro Row. Corey Gale is a lone front runner here. Any horse who tries to go with her early is only destroying their own chances, so it's doubtful any trainer or jockey will be taking up such tactics. Winner of 6 of 10 last year, Corey Gale returned from nearly 5 months off 3 weeks ago, led from the start, only to be run down and beaten half length by Sonar. Likely to be much tighter, second off the layoff, back at 6.5 furlong, the distance she won by 8 lengths over the track last summer. Corey Gale is the one to catch, one to beat. That being said, Sonar won nicely after stalking in second. Although she's winless in 3 races over 6 furlong, she's only run 11 times and could repeat or improve upon that last effort even with the extra half furlong. This is particularly true since the win came off the trainer change to Carlos David. Being as she won at 14-1 last time out, her 12-1 starting odds here are way out of line for a horse with a strong probability to win. Pacific Gale opens at 2-1, Cigarro Row 7-2. Both must be used exacta, trifecta, and double pick 3 tickets involving this race, but neither can be bet at those odds, particularly as opposed to the value offered on Corey Gale and Sonar. Pacific Gale posted the upset at 16-1 in the Grade 2 Inside Information Stakes on January 23rd over the track. Hadn't won an age before that, even though she did have 5 second and third place finishes in 9 races last year, but she was 0-9. She could run well again, or she could revert to so-so form. Cigarro Row has won just once this year and last year, but then again, she's only run 4 times this year and last year. Returning from 8 months off in December, Cigarro Row finished 4th, then 3rd in stakes at Aqueduct, but both her last 2 wins came at 7 furlongs. So if she's in the mood, this trip at 6.5 could hit her right between the eyes, and because before that, she had a 5-for-13 overall record before those last 3 races. In race 10 at Gulfstream, the Hurricane Birdie, post 4:48, March 20th, Saturday, of course. Win bets, Corey Gale and Sonar at 3-1, and again, a perfect race for using a Dutching tool. It will allocate the win bets based on the odds, which is great here because Corey Gale opens at 5 and Sonar at 12, even though they probably go down a little bit. So you do want to bet different amounts to win the same on these two horses, and that's what Dutching Tool does for you, like the free one at Amwager. Exact and trifecta box, Corey Gale, Sonar, Pacific Gale, and Cigarro Row. For the doubles, Corey Gale, Sonar, Pacific Gale, and Cigarro Row in race 11. Field day, Kasim and No K No in race 11. I should have said race 10 and 11. And that is correct. 10 and 11. Corey Gale, Sonar, Pacific Gale, and Cigarro Row in race 10. And field day, Kasim and No K No in race 11. Moving on to race 11, this is the Texas Glitter Stakes at Gulfstream Park with a post of 5:22 on Saturday, 3:20. There is speed galore in this race with rail-sitting Karimba coming back from 6 months off, going to be fresh, having led from start to finish in both starts last year, both her sprints like this one. Just outside of her in the 2 post is Dr. Duke, also a need-the-lead type, as is Nitro Time and Warrior's Pride. When the dust settles after the early fractions, potentially as fast as 21 flat and 43 and change, No K No, Field Day, and Kasim look very likely to get the major awards. I'll start with No K No, opening at 6-1. He rallied for second behind Field Day 10 days ago at the distance on turf, and there are 2 reasons he may be able to turn the tables. The first is last out he was on the rail and inside of Field Day didn't get the same trip as that one did, stalking the speed, drawing off. This time they reverse. And the other is No K No hit the rail a bit out of the gate, may have lost a little bit of momentum, which at 5 furlongs can be difficult to make up. 2 races before that, No K No won a turf sprint over the track, and as opposed to the race 10 days ago, this time he may be able to get a perfect trip sitting off the fast pace and get up in time. Field Day is no slouch. He showed a new dimension last time out, sitting outside the early pace setter in second, then taking over late. He's never been worse than second in 4 turf sprints, and if he takes up the catbird seat again behind whichever horses like to duel, he could easily repeat his last effort. Kasim was 4th in a race at this 5-furlong turf trip last month, beating a neck and a nose for second. He was finishing fast, 5 lengths back at the top of the stretch, making up all that ground. Before that, he rallied nicely from 4th to win at the distance, and if he can run back to that effort with no reason he can't, he can post the upset as well as he opens at 6-1, the same as No K No. In the Texas Glitter Stakes, race 11, Gulfstream, 5:22 Eastern, Saturday, March 20th. No K No and Kasim can be bet at 5-2 or more. Field Day is likely to go to post at much lower odds, and his 3-1 morning lines will use him in exactas and trifectas. But no Kano and Kasim can be betted 5-2 or more. And use the Dutching tool if you can. Free one and am wager right there for you. Become a member. Doesn't cost a thing. Exacta box. No Kano, Kasim, and Field Day. And then moving on to a bonus race. We're going to do a bonus race here. Race 7, Golden Gate, post 7:40 Eastern. And I like a horse named Honeymoon's Over. He's as honest as a summer day is long. Usually runs in a 4-6 horse field. So in a 9-horse field, you're getting odds. Usually don't get it. 9-2 makes him very playable. 12-19, first or second on the all-weather at Golden Gate. Honeymoon's Over loves this 5.5 furlong trip. He won at 6 furlongs at this identical $25,000 level last month. And he's won back-to-back before. He gets a good outside post. He's likely going to go for the lead, and he is game when he gets the lead. He battles all the way to the wire, and jockey Pena hasn't ridden him in a while, but he has ridden him to win. In the 7th at Golden Gate, post 7:40 Eastern on Saturday, March 20th. Honeymoon's Over, 5-2 for a win bet. Box, Honeymoon's Over, and sequentially in the exacta, these two have faced each other 4 times in the past, each coming away in front of the other one twice. Another exacta of Honeymoon's Over and sequentially over. Honeymoon's Over and sequentially plus. Fact Matter, Clem Labine, and Oso de Guerre. Thanks so much for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Check out the written version at amwager.com by going to amwager.com, How to Bet, and Ellistar's blog. Hope you make a ton of money while you're at Amwager. Check it out. Become a member. Legal in most states and covering most tracks in North America. It's a great betting site, amwager.com. We'll talk to you next week.